Hey everybody, thanks for
Hello.
coming. We are Sandra.
And Isabel.
Thank you. And we are both in the project Carables, which is about open source hardware in healthcare. And we will tell you a bit more about the project, but we want to start with a need. Why is there a need for open source hardware in healthcare? Basically, when you talk to people with special needs and physical impairments, you very often hear that they have very special needs for supportive products that help them to manage their daily tasks. And also, you often hear that these products are either not existing on the market or they are very difficult to manipulate and to hack. And very often people feel stigmatized by the products that are existing on the market because they look really sanitary. So we found that it is very needed that people come together and develop open source hardware products for these people with special needs, especially together with those people.
And now it's already black. Yeah. If you come to realize that people with special needs don't have the products they want, you will see that they will just start hacking themselves. So if they don't know how to solder, they will find somebody who knows how to solder. A maker who wants to do something to make the world better might be have a friend who does have a special need, and so they co-create, they do something together. And if you're knowledgeable about open source as a principle, where you just publish everything that you create, somebody else somewhere around the world on the internet can just build upon your project. And so if you publish those, they will immediately, yeah, be recreated, for example, or are just an experience or an example for other people to create more. So we brought you a few of the projects that are currently already existing and that are, like, you immediately think about a prosthesis, for example, because the XT project, for example, is very. Why do I speak on the microphone? Sorry. The XT prosthesis, for example, is very well known already. It looks beautiful. It doesn't look like coming from a hospital. There are a wide variety of them because everybody can just build upon them. If you think about what can you 3D print, you can imagine an otoscope is needed in a crisis region. But maybe it's not available at the moment. So you just need to ship one 3D printer or a few that are powerful enough to build enough of those items so they are used in a mobile hospital, for example. Next up, there are so many projects that fill a need that is not there already, for a thing that is not there already, like a cane for blind people, for children. Because children up to 6, they didn't use the canes before because they were not available, because they need to be adjusted all the time in length. And so they built them themselves, which is really amazing. And now you can just order the kit and build it yourself, or you can order it if you can't do it yourself, directly made. And so this fills a really important gap. Then there are things that are really, really expensive if you buy them on the market, like a tricycle for a child that can't really use a normal bicycle. And they need to be adjusted all the time because children grow so fast. And so if you just create them with CNC and wood and build them together, it's so much easier to adjust them to the very special need of the child. Maybe it can't hold the back very well, or maybe it can't hold the hands very well. And so you can adjust all those needs. And this is a project that has already been recreated quite a few times. And now we come to one that Isabel started also, that also led to starting for us creating these central platform idea that we don't need to search everything on Instructables and on hackability or whatever, but that we collect all the projects together. So
yeah, this is a project from 2 years ago, and it's called Made for My Wheelchair, and it was an attempt to define a collaborative process and to develop and co-create products for wheelchairs together with wheelchair users. So we had a team of 7 wheelchair users, and we designed a whole range of different solutions for these wheelchairs that ought that were supposed to be easily to manufacture in a fab lab, and also they should look good and be really at the center of the need of the users. So I want to show you 2 projects. One is the open trailer, which is a trailer for electric wheelchairs that you can build by your own. And it's made out of simple plywood. And we have been creating an instruction that you can easily find on the web in the Instructables page. And it is made of very simple, easy at hand parts that you can partly buy at the Bauhaus, and that you can mill with a milling machine. And then you have a beautiful trailer that you can that you can fix onto your wheelchair. And it sounds all very easy. It's not that super easy. It takes about a day to manufacture it, and you need somebody who has some experience with a milling machine, at least. But it is a good example because it it really makes people with the wheelchair much more flexible in their daily moving, and they can transport an assistant, and also they could go shopping with it. Another example is this open light. It's like a lighting system for wheelchairs, and it has different modules. As you see, there's one for the floor and 2 for the front, but there's also a version for the back. They can be made, there's no slide for this because it moved up. They can be made with a 3D printer. You have a trinket and an LED light, and you can manufacture it also by yourself. Yeah, so this, as Sandra said, is a project that kind of led us to the next, and also like all these other examples before, and there's many more. So at the moment we are kind of researching and trying to build up or help building up this already existing community to foster more projects to come along that go into this healthcare process. And this is another project from VAR Society that Sandra will talk about.
Yeah, so within the project that we're both supporting, there is a partner who's called VAR Society in Amsterdam, and they are like a full-featured fab lab. You probably know them from Fairphone, which also comes out of them. And we're starting with also having this co-creation. So this woman came and said, well, with my cane, I'm blind, and during night, I'm almost invisible to everybody, and I don't want to wear all, like, reflecting colors, but wouldn't it be great to have, like, a lightsaber cane? And so they made many iterations and came up with this amazing design that now I also want to have one, actually. And the next one is a little bit more private, where if you had an operation, for example, or if you need an artificial bowel X thing. Yeah, so if you need such a bag to carry with you all the time, you have all the processed food in there, and it stinks sometimes, and you want to visit friends, or you are outside somewhere, and you don't only want to be in your house, you want to close it. And so far it wasn't possible to close it, and so now they created this lid that is at the moment from silicone, but they try to make it also with sustainable materials that you, for example, when visiting a friend, can just dispose this bag in a normal trash and don't be embarrassed about it. And the next one is from FabLab and from Isabel.
Yeah, it's basically never for me, but I'm playing a small part in this. We are like a big team. This is a device that helps you to read when you are blind. So actually what you see here is this paper with black and white surfaces. And the two things, the fingers, they have infrared sensors, and they can tell what is white and what is black. So they can tell contrast, and they vibrate whenever you come over the black. So it's a device that we are at the moment still having at quite low resolution, but it's going to help people to be able to touch and read. Normal handwriting. So we have a little girl, Julie, she's 12, and she really kicked off this project with us because she said, I can write, but I can never read what I was writing, so I want some tool that helps me to do that. And so we are on the road doing, finding out how that could work. Another project that we are working at the moment is from Peggy Silop. It's Hear How You Like to Hear. Peggy is also a user, and she is losing her hearing ability. And she started to experiment quite a bit on hacking hearing aids and giving herself a better environment for understanding the acoustics. And this is a little prototype that we've built in a hackathon in the Fab Lab, where it supports simply like a better Dolby surround system in your car, where you can fix your audio system behind your back, because your hearing aids normally take much better the sounds that come from behind. So these are some insights on projects, but now we have some questions for you.
So our first call for you is, if you have an idea how to make one of these projects better, or if you have an idea about what we could try, for example, for the girl to be better able to read what she writes, we're extremely happy if you come to us. Second, if you yourself or somebody you know has a challenge that probably is easier to fix through creating something yourself or modifying something yourself than by buying something from a Sanitätshaus or somewhere. That's something where we would really love to hear what your ideas are. Also, if you have an idea about what can make just everyday life easier in terms of how to navigate, how to eat easier with a spoon, or something that is just mildly related to everyday life, would be also really interesting. And also, if you have a hackerspace, or if you're part of a hackerspace that is interested in working together with people who have some kind of special need and who would like to create such projects or recreate such projects, would be also amazing if you just come to us and start this. And one of the hackerspaces Fab Labs involved is Fab Lab Berlin, and they're starting a hackademy where you can participate also in Berlin. But this is only an example for what in every other city somewhere in the world would be possible. So.
Yeah, also, if you're interested in the topic, and as it is all about collaboration, there will be a discussion in this afternoon. Where exactly is it?
Somewhere there.
Over there. With some people from our crowd. For everyone who is living close to Berlin or in Berlin, we really would like to invite you to come and join the processes. For example, at the Open Health Academy that we are starting to prototype for a first time in March. So there will be a three-week program with three sprints, design sprints, and some other activities in between where you can learn how to co-create, where you can bring in your skills and prototype real solutions for real needs.
And of course, we will also publish then how these sprints, for example, work, or how these prototyping series work that in Amsterdam were done. Everything publicly available, open source, because that's the key part about it on the Caribles platform. And do we? Oh, yeah, sharing. And yeah, of course, you can also get to us online or now, or also tomorrow at 4 in the Dome tent, where we want to speak a little bit more about what ideas should we further tackle. Yeah, and we brought flyers, so you can take them.